In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict who Time Magazine will choose for 2011's Person of the Year a year from now. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, where all vehicles are built in zero landfill plants. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. The Kauffman Foundation, working to grow economies and expand human welfare. Learn more at Kauffman.org. And Plowshares Fund, dedicated to helping build a safe, secure, nuclear weapon-free world at Plowshares.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our web guru, Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. And this week we say farewell to our intern, Blythe Haga. Blythe, we hope someday you'll hire us as interns when you go on to do whatever massively successful thing it is that you do. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, who will be next year's Person of the Year? Peter Gross.
Barack Obama. After he goes back on his last campaign promise and becomes a Republican, the choice will be obvious.
Kerry O'Connor.
Canada, because by this time next year, it's going to be looking really good.
Adam Felber.
Mark Zuckerberg will win again, but the award will be totally redesigned and confusing.
Well, if Time Magazine chooses any of those people panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Peter Gross, Kerry O'Connor, Adam Felber. Thanks to all of you, you beautiful people, for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.